I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This week on Pub Girls,
we talk shit Christmas movies,
New Year's resolutions,
and trees that talk to each other.
Woo! Hi, I'm Jordan.
I'm Charlie.
And I'm Aurelia. And welcome to Pub Girls,
a pop culture podcast for postmodern queers.
The postmodern queers.
Hello!
Hey, bitches and hoes.
Merry ho, 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 and sleigh bells.
Merry
slutmas.
Yeah.
To Happy all those Crimmins. Who celebrate.
Yeah. And keep the Yuletide gay and...
What else did we find on Twitter?
Other Hanukkah and Kwanzaa-based... faggy things.
Yeah. Whatever it be, make it leather. Put some pleather on your holiday
leather
season.
Leather daddy.
Leather daddy.
Just before we started recording, Jordan was applying some tattoo balm.
Yes, I'm very edgy. I got my beautiful angel from Mill Tattooer. You can find them on Instagram. I was just saying, I got this lime tattoo. It's a matching tattoo with friends. Mm. We should all get a matching tattoo.
Yeah.
I would like all of my tattoos to be matching. And then I was like, oh, now my arm looks like it looks a bit naked. Now I need to put something else on. And then as soon as that was there, I was like, it looks more naked now. Yeah. Like I need another one. I think I literally look at Aurelia's like placement of tattoos, like your butterfly. Ba-bam.
Well, I also have an angel tattoo.
Yeah.
But it's next to my pussy.
I mean, perfect.
And the angel is shooting a little arrow.
I do like how spaced yours are. Like,
yeah.
They all seem like they're the same distance.
Yeah. I feel like now it's getting to a point where I'm happy with it, but I was at your stage of my arms are so empty.
Yeah.
My brother is obsessed. He started with just a couple on the arm, and then it was like, same thing you were saying,
yeah.
Like I need to feel it more and more, and now he's finally added, like there was like even some like free space on the actual elbow, and so he just recently has got like a spider web that like emanates out from the elbow, and everything is now covered.
That's cool.
I always look at Zoe Kravitz, my style icon, and she has I think fewer tattoos than me, or maybe she has the same amount, but they're just smaller.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I wish I hadn't had these two big pieces, because I have like two big pieces on my arms. But I feel like I can fit three or four small ones comfortably and then I'll be done.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I also feel like two like bigger pieces are really nice as well.
Mm.
But it's like everyone's taste, you know?
Yeah.
But it is funny. As they say, once you get the bug... You get COVID, unfortunately. don't. Touch wood.
No.
It is in the community.
God. Oh my God,
in the community.
No. I just had
Omicron, you better don't.
Yeah. Oh my God, no. I also feel like it's come to the point where we're just not paying attention to it.
No.
Yeah.
Like nobody cares about case numbers.
How nice is it though that we don't have those daily updates about case numbers? Like
it's so much
better for my mental health.
Have we accidentally gone for a Christmas theme visually here?
I mean,
got red and white, and then I've got a touch of green wrong tit over here.
I mean, I am wearing a Santa shirt. It is pretty
well, that's pretty.
It's like the one time I can wear it. Our work gave us to us like 5 years ago. It was like, you can wear it all of December, we're allowing you to do that. And at the time we had to wear like a uniform, so it was exciting to have anything that wasn't work.
Yeah.
But since they've allowed us to just have wear whatever at work, it's like, you can still wear the Christmas shirts if you want to. It's like, why would I do that? Why the fuck would I do that? I was only ever wearing it to be closer to like casual.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
It feels wild that like, because I feel like it all just happened all of a sudden, but like not next week, but the week after is Christmas. Like, what the hell? Like, I don't know. Yeah. When this podcast comes out,
yeah.
It will be Cut tomorrow.
This. Cut this.
Christmas will be anytime.
Christmas is right now.
Listen to this as you walk from your family members. But it is, yeah, I mean, like, we all celebrate Christmas here. How are you guys feeling going into this merry season? Christmas, New Year vibes.
Good. Yeah.
Mm.
Okay. Well, it's the vibe for I feel privileged because I don't have a family.
You gotta use that when you can.
Yeah, I'm like not having to deal with anyone's bullshit.
Stay blessed.
You know, just me, Kenzo, visiting some mates, having an orphan's Christmas, maybe hijacking someone's family Christmas a little bit.
Yeah, nice.
You know.
That's really cute.
It's good to dip your toe in to like a family Christmas vibe, but also have an exit strategy.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Next year for sure, I want to invite you to my extended family Christmas. It would be so funny because I have 15 first cousins. And on my dad's side, there is 4 sets of twins.
Oh my God.
It like runs in my
family. For the carnival.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you'll just have a Lewin Christmas bonanza. But this year it's going to be a bit hard because it's like the first Christmas without Josh's dad sort of thing.
Of course.
So it'll be a bit of a sad time, but also nice to be with family. And, you know, Christmas and holiday times in general can be tough at the best of times. So
yeah, absolutely.
For those who, you know, it's going to be a bit of a tough season, I hope you have a nice time and have some fun stuff to watch and good people to see.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, it can be such a hit and miss time. I feel like I'm ready to go into this, even though with my whole extended family will be coming down from New South Wales and are going to tell me about their lockdown.
I'm hearing Carol of the Bells.
I know. No, I love them all dearly. I do, genuinely. I sound like a sarcastic bitch.
Yeah,
I do genuinely. And they did have a tough time because they're in Greenacre, which was a red zone for the whole time.
What's Greenacre?
It's like near Bankstown.
I don't know why, but it makes me feel like it's a place in the US where there's slavery and plantations. That's what Greenacre sounds like.
It sounds like Anne of Green Gables.
Yeah, well.
I think Anne was a slave driver as well.
Oh, she's said some terrible things. She has said some terrible things in her time. I'm excited to see them all, but I am curious to be like, well, which YouTube holes did we all get? And I'm the oldest cousin.
Oh.
So I'm like, but I have one cousin who's older than me on my mum's side, but on my dad's side, none of them are coming down, but I will be the oldest at Christmas of the cousins.
Mm.
And it is very much a mediator role.
Yeah.
The family.
Yeah. A lot of just like trying to end things on a light note.
Yes.
So I think how I ended up in comedy.
Well, also you're a Libra, so that's a natural talent.
Oh my God, it's hard. Yeah. But I'm also a Gemini moon, so I'm there for the drama, but I need a soft landing.
Yeah.
What do I do at Christmas if I'm an Aries? What's my vibe? Just setting fire to things?
Pretty much. you're there for a little bit of spice. You like drop an inappropriate comment every now and then just to see how people react.
Nice. All right. I'm glad I got my like dancing on the tables, setting fire to things.
Do you drink at Christmas?
No, because I have to keep my wits about me because my uncle will always say shit that I need to. I'm the mediator role as well.
I'm
the eldest cousin as well.
It's exhausting.
It's a full-time job.
Oh my God. This whole Christmas talk reminds me of a TikTok dilemma I saw about a Chanel advent calendar, which it was sold for, I believe, $845. Yes. It looked so pretty. It's like the shape of a big Chanel No. 5 bottle. And then the influencer who purchased it just kept unboxing it, and it was just stickers
and
stamps, just things that would have cost them 50 cents to make.
And a sample, like a sample size of perfume, and then at the end they give you that same perfume.
Yes. Mm. And when people started to like tag Chanel on TikTok, they deleted their Instagram and they deleted their TikTok rather than dealing with it.
But here's the thing.
Wow.
This is a conspiracy because Chanel never had a TikTok. People said they deleted their TikTok while they never had one in the first place.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's not very Chanel to have a TikTok page.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But
like Duolingo.
That's so funny.
I think it's so funny because it's just too much money for an advent calendar.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Get the trolley one. As in the gummies.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Hey, do you guys ever do one of those makeup ones? Like, you know, the Sephora and whatever they have, like you open up and you get a different like thing.
No. I wish I had this year.
I wish I had money.
Yeah. And also I feel like it's such a, I just end up with 100 things I don't use.
Mm.
Yeah.
But I'd like the novelty of unboxing a little makeup thing. But for free.
Mm.
Any brands, reach out to us.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll unpack it here and
we'll review
it. Even if it's terrible, we'll be like, wow, look at this incredible Chanel keychain.
Yeah, we love stamps.
We love stamps. It's wild to me. And then other people have shown like really good quality advent calendars. And it made me think, fuck, I wish I'd done that for my, even a chocolate one. It's a fun one.
Oh,
you can
I
get
love
book
the chocolate
ones too. I can't read, but sorry, I won't read.
Exactly. Maybe I'll get myself a chocolate one. They're like $5, right?
A couple times when I was growing up, like I would like open up an earlier date and take out the chocolate and then like close it just enough so it looked flat. So no one
would
take the chocolate.
Like, oh, they just didn't give us one for this day.
Yeah. But thinking of advent calendars and those kind of like scam Chanel packs, that kind of stuff is so popular in Japan. There's this thing called, I just looked it up because I had forgotten the term, but a fukubukuro. And it's like, it's a really popular thing that brands and stuff will do, and they do for each other as well, where it's just like you don't know what you're going to get. It's like Lucky Dip, but they have like vending machines that will just do it, and people will pay like quite a lot of money to just see what you get.
Fucking love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would if it wasn't a lot of money. Mm. If there was like a vending machine and it's like you could get one of 100 random things for $5, I would be like, yeah.
Yeah.
I really love anything that takes choice away from me. Like, I love set menus.
You are.
Oh, yeah.
I love a veggie box.
Yeah. Anti-choice.
I'm anti-choice. I love a lockdown. I'm just like, give me limited options. I'll flourish in that situation. If there's too many options going around, no thank you.
I love that.
A Libra again.
Yeah.
Mm.
You need to get a pro-choice t-shirt and cross out the pro.
Yeah. I wish I'd gotten an advent calendar this year, but it is what it is.
Do you guys do any decorations or anything like that at this time of year?
I have a Christmas tree.
Oh, a real one?
No, sorry, a fake one. My mum has a real Christmas tree, but they're so bad for the environment, aren't they?
I don't know. Aren't they the environment?
Yeah, when we cut them down. But I think because they're pine cones and they like, once pine sheds in a certain area, it fucks the vegetation.
That's true, yeah.
And so every year they're like planting more and more to cut down for Christmas.
Only pine can grow there anymore.
That's so dumb.
Yeah.
It's like the dominant gene. It's like everything is pine now.
You know trees talk to each other?
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. Now this is it.
This is sapphic moon bullshit.
Oh my God.
They do. They have like, it's not
nature
like.
Nature gaze.
They're not like chatting.
I love that. Aurelia just immediately like, yeah, of course I know that. Yeah. Wait, what the fuck is this?
So they don't, it's not like banter. They're like, they have like a way of communicating through their roots. So you'll see over time that they will start like evolving or like moving, like one side of the tree will start expelling seeds, the other side won't because they need to move away from something as they carry on. A famous case of this is the acacia tree versus the giraffe. So giraffes ate the fuck out of acacia trees, and then acacia trees were like, we will grow. And now if somebody wants to come for me, if I got this wrong, I invite it. Much like Grimes on TikTok, challenge me. Challenge me. But they, acacia trees grew, and then giraffe said, okay, long necks.
Yeah, yeah.
And then acacia tree said, okay, up a hill, because it's hard for them to get up. And then giraffes were like, we'll make our knee our ankle so we can like climb up high hills. And then they were like, we'll make our leaves like really pointy and fucked. And giraffes were like, okay, cool tongue that can like wrap around things. So like, it's just like this like million year battle. The biggest, the original beef between the acacia
the
tree.
Feeding houses and giraffe and acacia. Yeah.
And they can like all talk to each other. It's like, I mean, that's evolution, so that's a different thing. But they
so
have.
Basically, they're just screaming at each other. Yeah. The giraffes are coming, run.
Yeah. And wow. Trees, Australian trees will scream Mate. When it's on really hot days. Oh, they'll scream. On really hot days, they'll scream because they're expelling their seeds because they think that they're about to die. Because I think they're on fire.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's pretty full on.
That's a lot.
But think about that next time you hang your stocking up on a tree, you fucking fascist.
Yeah, for those listening, if you have a pine tree, what the fuck is wrong with you?
You should transfer us money right now.
Yes.
And we'll take care of it.
We will buy the advent calendars. We need.
I need that Chanel stamp.
Post a picture of your tree and we will plant a pet.
Yeah. Oh my God. We should do a Pop Gaze advent calendar next year.
Oh my God. Absolutely.
And it's just Chanel stamps.
It's just Amel.
Oh my God.
Like little like hotel soaps, but it's just poppers.
That would be about it. The whole thing. It's just poppers. Just 25.
25 days of poppers.
By the 25th day, you'll be so loose. You'll be ready for
it. It'll be like condoms.
Yeah.
Poppers.
Ease into Christmas, or let Christmas Lube. Ease into you.
Anal beads.
Oh, yeah.
Some tasteful earrings.
And then like a little like journal.
Yeah. A Bible.
A Bible. That's nice.
Have you been watching the Christmas movies?
Okay, so I know that we were meant to watch, what's it called, Jingle All the Way?
We had homework assignments, which was
assigned
watching...
by Charlie.
No, I'm so sorry.
Didn't complete it. Single All the Way.
Single All the Way. That's
you know,
right.
I confidently came into these Bachelorette episodes having watched 15 minutes. We're fine. I did watch Single All the Way. I also watched Princess Switch 3, which is... I think they just called it Switched Again.
Oh, my God. Oh my God, I love it.
And it's about Vanessa Hudgens.
I love that that's becoming a franchise at this point.
I know.
But like Star Wars.
Yeah. I was like, surely it would be smart to end it on the third, but it was a very open-ended ending. So I think there will be a fourth.
Oh, my God.
I mean. Switched Again.
Yeah.
Switch, bitch.
At this point, she just needs, like, one of them, she just needs to find the copy of her and, like, bolt it to the floor. Like, is it clones? Is that what's happening?
No, so she is a doppelganger of the princess. That's just, like, crazy phenomenon. Like, how did this happen?
Oh, Lizzie McGuire movie.
Oh,
yeah.
And, actually, get on the phone to some lawyers.
Yeah. I think that's a ripoff.
And then they have a cousin.
Does she sing at the Coliseum?
She hasn't sung in this movie at all. She's danced. She dances salsa.
Okay.
And then there's the third doppelganger who is actually a cousin to the princess. We do not meet a fourth in the... we do not meet a fourth in the third film because we meet the third in the second film. But that's it. I wouldn't recommend it, but it is nice to have it on in the background.
What would you say about Single All the Way?
So I got... like 20 minutes in, I got up to when Jennifer Coolidge rocked up because I was holding out for Jennifer. Mm-hmm. I was like, look, this is absolute garbage. It had like royalty free music and the script was deplorable and every character was making me cringe and it was making me physically uncomfortable. As a 21st century homosexual, I was like, this is so sad that this is what we have. Like, this is what we're meant to be, like, grateful for. And I was like, just hold out for Jennifer Coolidge. Just hold out for Jennifer Coolidge. And then she came in her leopard print shit, and it wasn't even worth it. I was like, nah, she can't even save it. I'm out.
You didn't see her as Glinda. She's dressed as Glinda of the Good Witch for her, what's the nativity scene show?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was very high when I watched it. And it was like midnight, 1 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
It was so bad, so awful. And yet I cried.
I mean, obviously they end up together and he realizes that his best friend is really his lover.
But it was just so annoying to have that, like, family really wants you to be in a relationship trope. Like,
yeah.
Is anyone's family really like that?
No.
Like, and who cares? Be single.
And they think they're like patting themselves on the back with the script as well, being like, look how forward thinking we are. We've got like a family that's got traditional values about marriage, but it's for gays. And it's like, fuck off.
I know. It's still very het.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the nuclear family. And also this like best friends to lovers narrative. No.
Yeah.
Colleagues to lovers, enemies to lovers, yes. Best friends to lovers. I actually hate it.
Me too.
I hate it.
100%, especially for queers.
Yeah.
I feel like it's because of the need to be with like-minded other queer people when you're growing up, because that's your safe haven.
Mm.
Those spaces, and if someone is your best friend and you've grown up with them, like it, that is like sacred, and it really isn't erotic at all.
Yeah,
and
you might fuck them.
Yeah.
But you carry on.
But it's not erotic.
You're just friends fucking.
Yes.
I don't know. I just find it yucky.
Yeah. And I was like, they didn't have any chemistry.
No.
They had nice friend chemistry. I was like, oh, I like this person as a friend.
Yeah.
And then they set up this plotline of him pretending to be his boyfriend while they were there, and then dropped it. And it was so bizarre.
And he's just a Mary Sue. Like, he was just like one of those characters where it's like, we get it. He's perfect. You know, he's like, he writes children's books and he loves the kids and he's wholesome and well-dressed.
He's
a
gay handyman.
Oh,
wow. That's like not a stereotype. So just writing is immaculate.
Yeah. Fucking hell.
And the whole point was him, like, it was a Hallmark movie, which, do you know
just
what?
Just be thankful that wasn't a lesbian doing the handiwork.
So true.
Yeah. Although...
Hot. Although, yeah. I'm like, I wouldn't mind that representation.
I would like a little bit of stereotypical lesbian. I'm sick of these, like, normal. I think it was a strange premise. I also didn't care. I hated that everybody cared and they kept trying to be iconic. But at the same time, isn't it fun to have a shit holiday movie? I mean,
yes.
But we talked about this with the other one, the lesbian one.
Yeah.
K-Stew.
Yeah.
K-Stew.
Another awful movie, a Christmas movie you definitely shouldn't watch, A Castle for Christmas with Brooke Shields.
Oh my God. I've heard terrible things.
I'll watch it.
Awful. So bad. It's got the enemies to lovers trope.
Is it about a castle? What happens?
So she has just gone through a divorce. She wrote this new book. She's a writer. Everyone loves her books.
I hate it already.
Yeah. And she killed off the male character everyone loves. She goes on the Drew Barrymore show. And Drew Barrymore is in this movie. And it's just a disaster because she has a meltdown because everyone's like, why did you kill Winston? He was our favorite. And she's like, Winston was an asshole. And it's clearly it's her ex-husband. So then she goes, you know what? My great-grandfather is from Scotland, so I'm going there for Christmas to heal.
Oh, God.
She has an eat, pray, love moment, goes to Scotland, and falls in the arms of this duke who is bankrupt because bad family choices. And then she's like, I will buy your castle and get you out of all of these troubles. He writes up a contract that's kind of crooked. Blah, blah, blah. They fall in love. He's like, actually, I don't want this. I don't want you to buy me out of this. This is my house. And then she is like heartbroken and tries to go back to America. She doesn't go back to America because of a snowstorm. And then they fall in love.
It's just some weather.
Yeah.
And then she's back on the Drew Barrymore show. That is the book end of this movie.
That's so it's an ad for the Drew Barrymore show.
Pretty much. I haven't watched it. Have you ever watched a Drew Barrymore show?
No, but apparently it's crap.
And the algorithm wants me to watch it. The algorithm is really like, you sure? And I'm like, I love Drew Barrymore, but I think that this will make me not love her.
But the Ellen show was crap, and Ellen was a villain. And like, so maybe it's fine to have like a daytime host that's just crap.
I know.
But likeable.
Kelly Clarkson has one as well.
What?
Yeah.
About what?
I think she actually replaced the time slot of Ellen.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she's great. I really like Kerry. Kerry Clarkson.
Kelly sang maybe during the Kelly Clarkson show, and someone was like, "Oh, I didn't know Kelly Clarkson could sing."
What the hell?
I was like, what the fuck?
The disrespect? I didn't know she could host a daytime television show, but I knew that bitch could sing.
They're like, Kelly Clarkson, famous daytime television host.
She does a Christmas show every year.
She brings it to you every Yuletide ball.
Oh, she fucking does. She's got an incredible voice. The pipes. That's fucking wild. I can't. My favorite Christmas time last year, when I just moved into this house that I live in now, all I had was like a TV and a couch in the main area. And I watched all of Dash and Lily for like.
What's Dash and Lily?
Educate it's us.
Bad. Is it Dash and Lily? No.
Mr. Brown.
Yeah.
It's Dash and Lily, and it is about two teens living in New York who communicate via a book that they find, and they leave it in the same bookshop. Yes. And, oh, they text each other. So they first met in this book, and then they text each other. Turns out they have mutual friends, and then they just like – one of them, Dash, hates Christmas and Lily loves Christmas. Mm-hmm. So she's like sending him on all these adventures to like enjoy Christmas, and then they kind of fall in love. And it's actually so cute.
Is it a series or a movie?
It's a series. It's like six parts. It's like a mini series, and it's just like a kind of nothing holiday thing set in New York. So, and it's this real Christmassy vibes.
Yeah.
And they're like obsessed with like that Joni Mitchell song. It's like, it's coming on Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
She's like everybody's classic. Like, I like jingles, but this one's different.
Yeah.
It's like people who like Tim Winton.
I like white wine in the sun.
I was literally going to say that because I said Tim Winton.
Yeah. Which I do
interchangeable.
Actually
love. Yeah. White wine is, except that white wine in the sun would end very quickly for me.
Is there a place where you really want to spend Christmas? Like a bucket list Christmas destination.
It would be nice to have a winter Christmas for once in my life. They've always been super hot. They're overrated.
I spent Christmas in Germany.
Did you ever have snow?
Every year.
Oh, my God. Yeah. See, that makes me jealous.
But it just be, I mean, I didn't celebrate because we're Jehovah's Witnesses.
Of course.
So Christmas, we just have like our normal dinner, our like normal afternoon, evening.
Meanwhile, there's like carolers out there. Like,
there wasn't really a thing where I grew up. I was like a small town. But yeah, just like snow, and I'd like, you know, I might make a snowman if I had the motivation. But I was like an only child, so, you know, I had no one to play with. It was pretty depressing.
So does that mean that like your first sort of like involvement in Christmas was actually here when it was summer?
I had a summer Christmas as my first Christmas.
Oh, cool.
Then I went back to Germany the next year and I had a winter Christmas again.
Mm.
But ever since.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I agree. Summer Christmas just doesn't feel Christmassy to me.
I love a summer. I understand, but I think that because of films and television and stuff, I can get around a white Christmas.
Yeah.
But I will always love having a warm Christmas.
Yeah, I like it.
It's also just neater. Like, I feel like Southern Hemisphere has it better for like our year planning and that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
but we get to have like our whole school year, or you know, the working year or whatever it is, happen, and then we have our summer break.
Yeah.
From November, we get Christmas and the holidays and New Year's and that kind of stuff, and then it's like, it starts afresh. It weirds me out when it's like schools in the Northern Hemisphere. Like, it's like we start in September and we go until whatever. And it's like, that's just fucked up.
And they get like 2 weeks over Christmas, New Year's, which like for me is like wild. Like,
yeah
it's just normal. But then you have a big chunk in like July and August.
Yeah.
6 weeks. And that's the only time it's really hot.
Yeah.
Is there an Australian Christmas movie?
Yes. Magic Pudding.
I think so,
A pudding.
Yeah. I feel like there is. There are a lot of just Aussie movies that have also a Christmas moment in it. Like, I'm pretty sure The Castle, Muriel's Wedding, that kind of stuff.
There's a new one on Stan called like Christmas Farm that has a friend of the show, Hugh Sheridan, in it.
Yeah.
I'll watch it. I'm coming for you, Hugh.
Have we discussed Hugh's, like, we've got to take a quick break, but we should discuss that fucking article that The Age put up about Hugh.
I can't believe it. But if you are looking for Aussie content, Moody Christmas on ABC iView, I always love watching that.
Okay.
It's just a little fun.
Cute. Let's take a quick break.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You were talking about the Hugh Sheridan.
Oh, yeah. So The Age put up this, like, puff piece about, like, how Hugh Sheridan had been through the ringer because people had, like, cancelled this production of Hedwig because of the scandal about his casting and him not being any kind of genderqueer. And at the time, he wasn't even out and blah, 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 blah. And that, like, it made him, like, suicidal and all this kind of stuff. And that it was, like, about, like, anti-cancel culture stuff, but it was just so obtuse and like black and white logic. It was really...
Has Hugh asked for they them pronouns? I'm just gonna check on Instagram because I feel like I just feel like that whole human thing was a wash and like wasn't actually recognizing gender diversity.
Yeah, but it's like I'm not anyone. I am human.
I respect.
Yeah, no.
I love
no
people.
Pronouns.
Yeah, no. He's he them. He him. But he, him, slash Hugh, slash human is what Hugh prefers. But, yeah, it just was this ridiculous thing. And it's like he's literally not cancelled. You've got an – just by nature of having a fucking puff piece in The Age, you're fine. Mm. You're clearly not cancelled. Like, it's not like he's not gigging.
Yeah.
He's not getting booked anywhere.
He's in that new Australian Christmas movie, A Christmas Farm.
A Christmas Pudding.
And he's in Packed to the Rafters, Packed Again, or whatever it is.
Yeah. The Christmas Rafters.
Yeah. Chrissy Rafters.
Packed to the Pudding.
People get don't fucked. Know. The people who get quote unquote cancelled always say that they are. Like nobody else has done it. No one actually cares that much about Hugh Sheridan.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Sorry
to this man.
Sorry. Sorry to this human. I don't know. I kind of read that and was like, and this is, okay, maybe a bit of a trigger warning on this. And also this isn't a fully formed thought, but I was talking about this with some friends is that there is this kind of narrative where people will get not cancelled but merely called out online and then next minute they're telling us about their attempts at their own life and stuff like that. And I understand that being in the public eye is really stressful, and also being cancelled and that kind of, and the way that the mobs can kind of, although mobs is not the right word, but you know what I mean, how like there can be an influx of people that like really come after you. But there, I think it's dangerous territory to start talking about how you got called out for, you know, being a sex pest in a certain community, and then you go online and tell us all about how it broke you mentally and all this kind of stuff, because it's a form of victim blaming, I think, and it also disregards actually acknowledging your own behavior. Yep. And I think that we should take obviously mental health and people making attempts at their own life very seriously, and I'm not trying to water down that, but I think it is a weird kind of progression that I've seen time and time and time again.
Mm.
And I just think it is a kind of way of us being like, oh, but this is actually about mental health, when you disregard the people who've come forward or the people who've called out that behavior.
And it's like, if you hadn't been, for example, a sex pest, you would have nothing to worry about.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, you brought this onto yourself. You were, in some cases, you know, horrible to people. You did something that was objectively wrong and you haven't apologized. But instead, you are turning this around and saying, the reason I'm struggling now is because all these things have come out and they've made me very depressed.
And it's not like they're suicidal because of the actions they did. They're suicidal because they're being like called to account. Like, it's not like they're like ashamed. It's like, wouldn't you have been upset with yourself before you got called out? Like, why is it just when people are like, oh, yeah, here's this thing and we have a problem with these actions? It's like, now I find it too much.
And people really like go back and kind of push themselves out of the limelight. They don't really like, I mean, I think an obvious example of that for me, and again, I say this as like, I think it's treacherous territory to like talk about this after we've just come off the back of like Christmas movies. So I think that like take everything we say with a grain of salt, and we are also flawed humans when we talk about this stuff. But
we are yet to get our psychologist's license,
yet to. But like Jeffrey Rush is an obvious example of someone who just kind of like pulled themselves out and fought all the allegations against him, and rather than stepping up as Yael Stone from Orange is the New Black. In her interview, she was like, I hope that he grows as a person from this. I don't wish for him not to work. I think he's done amazing things, but I think he, like, let's take this as a step forward, because we've talked about this on the podcast before. You can't, like, say, you know, ACAB, but also live in a punitive society. Mm. We have to kind of move forward and progress with things. But I often find that then, like, these older men are like, oh, I'm in cancer, I'll never work again.
Yeah.
I'll never work again. And that's a safer option than actually coming forward and doing the work.
Yeah.
Mm.
It's like someone on Twitter was like, I find it interesting that people are like saying that, like, oh, you know, people are trying to cancel Dave Hughes or like Netflix, whatever, whatever. And it's
Dave
like,
Hughes.
It's like, oh, sorry, not Dave Hughes.
Dave, Dave, look out. Seriously, no.
We have a problem.
And it's transphobia.
Oh my God.
Fucking hell.
Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle.
And he's literally on the Netflix comedy special.
Yeah.
Comedy festival that's coming up in the
Louis US. C.K. got nominated for a Grammy this year.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
People were saying like, oh, I think Netflix or someone from Netflix's team came out and said like, we don't like edit the content, like, you know, or something like that. Like it, kind of covering their ass being like, we just are the platform, we're not responsible for the content. But then some other comedian who was like, well, when I was writing for this comedy special, you made us veto these, we couldn't say these particular things because just, and it was just like a mere like branding issue, like it wasn't anything scandalous.
Yeah,
it was just like, oh, we really don't want this on made to air. So I was like, no, you do that.
Mm. Yeah,
and you were fine with that.
Yeah,
so where's the line?
Anyway. Still Netflix, get us that special.
Just making sure that we got the footage.
You want to kiss me?
Yeah.
A little kissy,
under the
kissy
mistletoe.
I mean, there we go. That was our sad, maybe dicey, maybe people will very much disagree with me, which is also fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's also so many things that we've discussed off air, but not on air, that maybe we can do next year where we can be more spicy.
Edgy gays.
And edgy.
Oh my God. Can you imagine?
Oh my fucking good.
Yeah, last year we were Free Britney. Next year we're Lock Her Up. I'm kidding.
Imagine. It's like, well, I mean, Free Britney was such a huge thing that happened this year. Is there any like pop culture stuff that you guys like, it was a highlight of 2021?
It's giving Cher.
Sorry, I just absolutely unintentionally. But
the limpest wrist from the Jordan limpest. Just now. It's giving Cher is iconic and has changed the game. Even just It's Giving. Mm-hmm. It is so good. I find it so funny every time.
It's so funny.
And I've called my show after it. So my show at the Comedy Festival is going to be It's Giving Char.
Yeah.
I love that.
Beautiful.
What's your show called?
Dreams.
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 I like the Fleetwood Mac song.
Well, that, and it's also a Cranberry song on my last show was Zombie. And it's easy for me to just be like, I was going to name them after Cranberry songs until I run out. And then I don't have to think about it relating to
the
content.
Then you're going to have the B-sides.
Yeah. After Linger, Ode to My Family, maybe something terrible will happen and that'll be great for the show. And then after that, but then still fun.
Love that.
And yours, Aurelia?
I Said What I Said.
Nice.
So good. This week, I'm not sure, can we talk about Sex and the City, or are you like keeping yourself prevented from? finding any spoilers.
I can't know any spoilers. But what I do know about the Sex and the City reboot is that within the first 5 minutes, they absolutely shafted Samantha.
Yes,
I saw that.
I'm interested in that stuff, but I can't know. There are some spoilers that I do know. I got a really big spoiler this week, and I'm so sad about it.
Is it the huge reveal of the new series?
No.
I won't say anything.
Don't say anything. But
just for context, Jordan has a podcast about Sex and the City.
Yes.
For anyone who doesn't
I've never
know.
Seen it before in my young, young life. I got a really big spoiler from the movie this week.
Oh, I actually love the movie. Actually, the movie has a really nice Christmas scene and moment.
Oh, great.
I really like the movie, not the sequel, which is absolute trash.
From all accounts, they should have stopped at
you
the film.
You are going to love the sequel.
I'm excited.
They go to Dubai and it's so inappropriate.
The Dubai! No.
Have you seen it, Aurelia?
Yeah, I have.
It's fucking trash.
It's funny, I've seen both movies, but not that much of the show.
Yeah. The movies are
as the Lord intended.
And you can kind of like walk away from them, I'll come in and out of them without really knowing much about them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then I won't go into what
But I want to talk about the Samantha thing, because isn't it basically that doesn't Carrie say, Samantha used me at like an ATM and then she left and
moved
to London?
Which she would never do.
No. She was the best friend. She was a better friend to Carrie than all of them. They're all pretty good friends to Carrie. Carrie's just not a very good friend to them.
Carrie's a shithead.
And it also feels like a stab at Kim
Cattrall
in general. And I don't like that.
No, it's personal. And everyone was like, why don't you just kill her off? And it's because it's so annoying, because the writers have clearly shat on Kim so that they look protected, but also just like shat on the character rather than killing her off just in case she ever wanted to come back. It's like, look, if you're shitting on her, she's obviously never going to come back.
No.
Just kill her off.
Let sleeping dogs lie.
Yeah.
Let her just like, and it's also just like, she probably had the best instincts from what I've heard.
Yeah.
Not going back. I've heard it gets better as the episode wears on, but I've had a few friends saying the first 20 minutes is like,
they undo every character.
Jesus,
like,
Christ.
Like, it's just a butchering across the board. When you're up to speed, like, we can go deeper.
We'll talk about this in 2024. Anyway, nice plug for Sex and the Sex, guys. I love that cross promotion. I think I'm nervous about the reboots coming up next year. I'm nervous about the Ghostbusters reboot.
Another one?
They're doing another one, but they're not doing... I loved the girls' Ghostbusters.
Well, I didn't even see it.
Oh. I'll watch it with you. It's great. Have you seen it, Charlie?
I liked it.
Yeah. I was like, I'd love it. You're like, I liked it.
It was good.
It was fine.
Yeah.
What other reboots are coming out?
West
Side Story.
Okay.
I just saw a billboard for Dexter. They're doing more Dexter on Paramount Plus.
Paramount Plus as a streaming platform can suck my dick.
I think we're going to do an ad for them and then it just went south.
What? We don't need another platform. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
I don't have the money, Paramount. I don't have the money.
No. Yes.
I'm sick of streaming services. And do you know what? They all have an iconic series on it. They all have something that's like, oh, but you do want this.
Yes,
like,
it's split up so you need all of
yes.
them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Suck
fucking
my
hell.
Dick.
So sick
suck
of it.
My dick, motherfuckers. I am excited about 2022, though, in general. How are you guys feeling? Optimistic?
This is going to be my best year yet.
Yeah, I'm excited. We're all double vaxxed, double penetrated, and ready to party.
I want to be triple vaxxed. That's my goal. Maybe quadruple.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I might need to get a different vaccine to go overseas. I want to go overseas next year.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I think I'm going to get, I'm very excited to get my booster in February. I can get it in February. I'm very excited. Nice. I might switch it up. Maybe I'll get Pfizer.
Yeah, I want it in the ass.
Okay. That can be arranged. I like that they make you put your hands on your hip when you're getting it.
Yeah, yeah.
Or was that just my doctor being like, pose for me?
Actually, I don't have idea what you're talking about.
I did not do that.
He was like, just put your hand on your hip. And I was like.
Maybe they were trying to get you to like, because you were like waving your hand around. They're like, just put it down.
Yeah.
Put the fucking down. You were choking them.
I know.
This is probably a good time. Should we do our pop or flop?
Yes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
No, I can't. I'm too out of sync.
Okay, I'll go and then you go.
Okay.
Pop or flop?
Pop or flop?
Pop or flop?
New Year's resolutions.
Woo!
I love resolutions. I think they're great.
Yeah.
I think they're fun and you don't have to think about them too much.
Yeah. And we haven't thought about them. So we're going to be improvising. But this is a special episode because it's Christmas and it's our last ep for the year and it's also episode 40. I cannot believe we've done 40 episodes.
Oh my God, 40 is a new 30.
Mm-mm. True.
Milfy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We are milfs. Pilfs.
Do you have a New Year's resolution, Charlie?
Can you come back to me so I can think about it?
I absolutely can.
Does anyone have one?
I'm gonna next year my resolution is I will be really consistent with my running and I will do a marathon and I will make more money than I've ever made before and save and invest it really well and win all the awards and kiss all the honeys.
Okay, that went from 0 to 100 very quickly. Yes. I was like,
shoot for the stars.
Jordan's like, mine was journal more.
Well, get ready. When you went from like, I want to run more consistently, I was like, beautiful, full stop.
Oh, God.
And then you said, win all the awards. Fuck yeah, manifest, get it.
Yeah, no, I've been really into manifestation recently and reading these things that are like, just have a goal that's beyond what you can achieve so that you can.
You made it.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, wow.
Yeah.
So I've been talking to my therapist a lot about achievable goals.
By minimizing my...
I tend to dream too big or make unrealistic expectations. It's more about my time.
Yeah.
About unrealistic expectations of what I can achieve in a day.
Yeah.
And also in a year and stuff like that. So my goal for 2022 is to read a book.
A book.
Nice. I love that.
A book. Well, it sounds like a lot, but last year I made the goal to read a book a month and that was too much. And I read 0 books for all months. I read 0 books. I did audiobook a couple books, which is great.
Yeah.
I consume a lot of information orally, but I also think I don't read because I spend a lot of time on my phone. So I have limited my, so I guess this is like a fair bit. I've limited my app use.
Yeah.
I tried to delete Instagram, but I fucking need it for work.
You told us that you were going to delete it. And then it was like, Jordan liked this comment, Jordan liked this post. I was like,
And then I was like, is that a close friend's green circle around Jordan's face? The bitch is bad.
I took literally 30 hours off the platform. I could do longer.
Oh, you hero.
But I'm like, if I have a book in my bag, I'm just going to try and reassociate my brain with boredom to a book. Purely, it's not even me being like, I want to read more books. It's me being like, I don't want to be on my phone as much.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
I'm adding that to my ever-growing list.
Oh, my God. Your list is a fucking encyclopedia at this point.
It's a book at this point.
A book. Yeah.
I reckon, mine would just be like, I really want to, like when it comes to like comedy and performing and that kind of stuff, be more chill with it. Like, I think because my background is very like theater based, I'm used to like being like very perfectionist about it and like it's a script and blah, 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 blah. I just want to make my comedy like more conversational and like I've been recently at gigs trying to just, you know, have like a very loose idea of what I'm doing before I go up and then try new material or like just have dot points as a starting point, which is new for me. Usually it's like very like meticulously planned.
Yeah.
And I've been liking it and I want to do a lot more of that and just get comfortable to do projects that aren't perfect, but that's fine because I have so many fucking projects that I've wanted to do for years, but like I like wait for the perfect time or the perfect person or that I end up not starting them. Yeah. And not getting it off the ground.
So. Achievable goals.
Yeah.
Yes, start small.
Yeah. And also everything Aurelia said I want to do as
well. Yeah. Oh, I mean, it goes without saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I love that. Yeah, take risks in 2022.
Yeah. So should we pop or flop each other's?
Yeah.
I pop Aurelia's.
I pop yours. I pop yours.
I pop my own. As well. Yeah, yeah.
You have to. You have to manifest it. You gotta pop it. I definitely pop mine because the last 2 years my New Year's resolution has been see more live music. So I actually think it was me. I think I did this.
Yeah, you flopped it at the start of the year.
I flopped it. It was like you seeing Cats on New Year's Eve in 2019.
I'm so sorry, everyone. And then Dear Evan Hansen did it again, and then Omicron appeared. So,
oh my god,
yeah,
rip. Well, I'm really excited for 2022, guys.
Yeah,
look at this, we're in the studio again. Yeah, having a great time.
And when we're back next year with our new episode, we're gonna have a lot of exciting stuff coming up next year.
Yeah,
yeah, we're gonna have guests.
Yeah, maybe a live show.
Yeah, and maybe a sponsored advent calendar.
Yeah, yeah, who knows?
And a film.
A feature film.
We're manifesting.
With Leonardo DiCaprio and Meryl Streep.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Two goats. Bye, guys.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at PopGaysPod.
And if you like this episode, give us a review on Apple Podcasts.
And don't forget, be gay.